1 Samuel 21, verses 10 through 15. Then David arose and fled that day from before Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another and dance, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands'?" Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let saliva fall down on his bed, on his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him here to me? Have I need of a madman that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" We saw in our last study how God began to dismantle God's life. We must realize very often that every dream, every lofty goal, every hope can be dashed in a moment in our lives. That's what has taken place in David's life. He has nothing and no one on whom he can lean. He's alone, he's afraid, and he's alienated. God has brought David from the very top to the very bottom of life. And very often we find this true in our own lives. And the question is asked of David and ourselves, why? Why does God bring you from the top to the bottom? Why did God do this to David? Why did God so afflict, quote unquote, a man after his own heart? God did this to David so that David would learn to lean on the Lord and not on all the other props that he had constructed in his life. To teach David the great truth that God's people should lean only upon the Lord. God systematically removed one support after another from under David until he had been taught to lean wholly upon the Lord. How we need to hear this truth. All the way through life, we lean on one thing and one person after another. We trust. We first look to our parents. We trust in them when we're young. Later, we lean on teachers. We lean on our schooling. We lean on friends. Then, maybe our prop becomes a job or a pile of money. We lean on this crutch and on that prop, and we forget a couple of very important truths. Our support system can develop to the place where it can take the place of God in our lives. And Deuteronomy 33:27 tells us this: "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from destroy you, from before you, and will say, 'Destroy.'" The eternal God is your refuge, brother and sister. It's the eternal God that is our refuge. And far too often, it's a person, a place, and a thing. And when that happens, God starts knocking away the props. Isaiah 41:10 tells us this: "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Notice the "I wills" that God says. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. Not the person, the place, or the thing. Look at what you're depending on as you're listening to this message. Do you find yourself trusting people, things, yourself, more than you trust the Lord? Be careful. That prop will get knocked out of your life. that thing will get knocked down. Our support systems can prevent us from looking up to the God, looking up to God for the help that we need. Our focus should always be vertical, not horizontal. Nothing cripples our walk of faith any more than all the earthly human crutches upon which we lean. These crutches cause us to look at what we can do for ourselves or what others can do for us. In the end, all these props will fail. Our gaze should be cast heavenward. When we lean on the unfailing prop of God Himself, we can be sure that He will always come through. Realize this. Also about support systems. They're temporary at best. Every plank in my support system can and will fail. But if I learn to lean solely on the Lord, He will never fail you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. It's not easy to take. But the truth is, when the Lord finds us leaning on everything else in our lives instead of Him, He will begin the painful process of dismantling our support system one prop at a time. He does not do this, though, to harm us, but to help us to learn to lean on Him alone. We're so quick, brothers and sisters, especially here in the West, where there's so much materialism, so many different supports that we can prop ourselves up on. When God finds us leaning on other things besides Him, He will begin that painful process of dismantling. He does not do this to harm us, but to help us learn to lean on Him alone. In Psalm 34, we find David speaking of his support system. Did David learn to lean solely on the Lord? I think he did. As the metal of David's life was tempered in the furnace of affliction and shaped upon the anvil of providence, David learned to lean completely on the Lord. And he writes about this process in Psalm 34. If you notice the title of this psalm, the title of the psalm says this, a psalm of David when he pretended badness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. David's life is tempered in affliction, tempered in the anvil of promise, of providence. David learned to lean completely on the Lord. And as I said, he learns about this process in Psalm 34. It came about after all the props had been removed from David's life. And it also shows us that David's focus had been turned toward God in heaven. Notice how David learned to lean on the right one. We'll be in Psalm 34 for a while. Verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. The focus of David's praise has been shifted higher than position, than popularity, than people and pride. David has learned to lean on the praises of God. The praises of God. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Verses 4 through 7. We see David learns to lean on God's protection. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them. David learned to lean on the Lord's protection. He learned about the Lord's praise, to learn to lean on that. He learns to lean on the Lord's protection. Instead of running to Jonathan, Michal, or Samuel to try and find protection, David has learned the lesson that God is the one who protects his people. Brothers and sisters, it's God who protects his people. No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. In Psalm 34, verses 8 through 10, David learned to lean on the Lord's provision, leaning on the Lord's praise, leaning on the Lord's protection, learning to lean on the Lord's provision. Verses 8 through 10, Psalm 34. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Brothers and sisters, the Lord provides, the Lord protects. We have to praise him. Verses 11 through 17. The psalmist learns to lean on the Lord's promises. Come, you children, listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many good days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. David has learned that the promises of men in the end, brothers and sisters, don't amount to too much. He also learned that those who learn to lean on the hand of the Lord, they'll see every promise of the Lord fulfilled in their lives. Psalm 119:89 tells us, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Brothers and sisters, you can count on the Lord's promises, on his provision, and on his protection. We need to learn to lean also on the Lord's presence. Verse 18 of Psalm 34. The Lord is near. What a God, brothers and sisters, we have. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and save such as have a contrite spirit. Am I speaking to you today? The Lord is near those who have a broken heart and saves those that have a contrite spirit. The other props in David's life failed just when he needed them the most. That's usually the way it happens. He's learned that those who lean on the Lord are never without a faithful friend. Proverbs 18:24. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Lord's presence, the Lord's promises, the Lord's provisions, the Lord's protection causes us to praise the Lord. Verses 19 through 22 of Psalm 34. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. The Lord's protection, his provision, his promises, his presence, and also his preservation. In the end, not a single crutch that David leaned on so heavily was able to secure him or protect him. He learned the priceless eternal truth that God And God alone preserves his people. We must learn that lesson, unfortunately, over and over and over and over again. God and God alone preserves his people. Psalm 61:2, from the end of the earth I will cry out to thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I am. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I am. Not the props, not the positions, not the people, not even the blessings of the Lord were to lean on. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. This learning business hits pretty close to home for us. There's plenty of times I find myself leaning on this thing or that person instead of the Lord. How about you? But I've also found that when I learn to lean on other things in my life, God will systematically and painfully remove every crutch that I have and bring me to the place where I'm leaning on him and him alone. That is where he plans to bring each one of us. Now when God begins to dismantle our support system, it can be quite painful. Not going to lie to you. But we should fear what the Lord is doing in our lives. He's merely growing us and teaching us that he is all we need. He is all sufficient, more than enough. He is God Almighty, and he will never fail us. He will never fail you. He will never leave you. He will never let you down. He wants us to learn this truth. When we have him, we have all the support system that we will ever need. Question: what makes up your support system today? On what or on whom are you leaning for your support? If you know that you're not leaning on the Lord as heavily as you should, I would invite you to tear down your own support system and lean fully on the Lord Jesus, because he will do it. It's either take it down yourself, dismantle that scaffold yourself, or he'll take it down. If God's in the process of tearing down your support system already, come to him. Express your faith in him alone. Ask him to help you to learn to lean on him and him alone. And lastly, if you've been listening today and you've never been saved, this would be a good time for you to throw down all the crutches and come to the Lord and lean on him alone for your salvation and all the needs of your life. Your good works aren't going to save you. Your vows, your promises, whatever you think is going to save you besides Jesus Christ. For it's Christ alone that saves. The scripture says, if I would be lifted up, I would draw all men unto myself. Christ has been lifted up, and he is drawing all kinds of men from all over the world, all kind of women, all kind of young children from all over the world to come to him. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. If you have never come to Christ for salvation, today is the day of salvation. If you have been leaning on props, people, places, things, money, throw them away. Throw those props away. I'm not saying throw away your family members and stuff like that. But if you are dependent on other people, places, and things, repent of that. Repent of that today before the Lord. Confess, I've been trusting in these people, places, and things as opposed to trusting you alone. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon all who would listen to this message today. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen.